are on the air. This is Winfrey in our Monday night conference call. And it's called a conference call because we are doing a simulcast with a bunch of people on a telephone line and a bunch of people on the internet. Maybe there's a bunch of... And so my cohort on this call is not on the line yet. Terry, are you there? Someone just check in.
Oh, I muted everybody. Hang on a second.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6. All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Okay. Did someone just check in? Like to say the name of the city.
Yeah, this is Ellen from Virginia.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Wynn.
What am I going to do if I get on Oak with Terry? This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, this is Donna from North Carolina.
Donna.
Hello.
We are on the air right now.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
So, Terry and I had agreed to do something different on this Monday night, and that is she was going to come on, and we were going to hit the ground running, and actually I was going to do some questions with her. And I think she'll be on soon. She knows we're going to do this. But oftentimes people ask me, when, why are you talking so long? Why isn't Terry channeling? We want to hear Terry. I'd like to share with you, the reason for that is that Terry is, first of all, very shy. And getting her to the place of actually doing this publicly was really, really quite an accomplishment. And she said, and one of the reasons not to do it publicly, aside from, shall we say, just the fear of being in front of people, there's, when you're channeling, you're letting go and someone else is speaking through you. And Terry happens to be extremely conscientious about not wanting to make a mistake or not wanting to mislead anyone or not wanting to unknowingly let a negative source suddenly start speaking through her and she wouldn't know. So for the past year, is that you, Terry? Are you there? Uh-oh, okay. For the past year and a half, she's been developing her confidence, and both in facing off to the public and feeling secure that what comes through her is always positive. And so one of the reasons on Monday nights I talk so much is to establish a good mood, a good energy, a positive vibration. So by the time Terry starts channeling, it's kind of seamless. It's not because I like to hear myself talk, as some people have said. And, you know, when people look at this and observe it from their side, it's a little tricky. It's not all that it appears to be. It's different. And it looks like, well, we can just, come on, Terry, speak, let him talk. And you'll note that it's quite rare for people to do public channelings like this, where when it's out there, it's out, there's no taking it back, it's done. And one of the things that I've learned that I do is that I create space. I create a holding of energy and kind of a protective energy so that when Terry channels, there's very rarely a glitch in what happens. And of course, as you who have been checking into this regularly know, that Terry is a legal secretary, and she works probably till 5:30 every day, and she works in a high-stress office in, near Beverly Hills, and she then leaves her job, runs down to her car, parks in the McDonald's across the street, and channels while she's sitting in her car in the McDonald's parking lot. So there's kind of a transition that's necessary to get her into a space where her energy actually leaves the office and she's opening up to these higher vibrations. Another thing that's different about what we do, it seems to be different than what most people do in terms of channeling. You know, I went on YouTube and I looked at someone who, I'm not going to say their name, and I thought they were interesting. And it was a channel who is quite popular. And in fact, their YouTube video had 50,000 hits. And what I noticed was when they were speaking, they were almost, it was almost like human emotions coming through them. And I was thinking that it seemed like they had a fairly wise being in other realms talking through them. But that's different than a group soul energy. And this is maybe a bit hard to imagine. I've never experienced channeling an individual entity or working with someone who's channeling an individual entity. All the channelings I've done seem to have been group souls, by and large. Maybe with a couple exceptions at the beginning with Daphne. So when we have a group soul energy, we have two communications happening at once. Because a group soul can come into this realm as an energy that you can feel, not just an emotional energy, a vibratory energy. And people that are even the slightest bit sensitive end up report over and over again that they feel the energy in their space during these calls. And that is a very, very special thing because it's not to say other people cannot invoke their energy in the space. I think lots of people do. And there's been lots of gatherings and spiritual gatherings where they'll come into the space because the people have a very high intent and they'll blend with the energies of the people. But it's fairly unusual to have them come into the space and then to simultaneously have someone addressing us verbally and actually communicating with us. The same energy that's in the space now is given a voice. So when somebody is channeling a group soul, or part of a group soul, you know, when you're looking at a group soul, it's hard to imagine what a group soul is down here. Although sometimes on our calls, the way we blend our energies together, we actually become a group soul, or a momentarily, maybe not a group soul, because that's a non-physical entity. But for a moment, we blend our energies and we feel a oneness between us and we can feel it. It's real. And somehow or another, that seems to be somewhat approaching what a group soul is, but they don't have bodies. So the way they describe it is they can come together, they can team up, they can separate, and they have councils, and they don't have bodies, but somehow they communicate. And they can move from way out where they are through all the dimensions and come into this realm as a light energy that you can feel. And so one of the real values of these calls and the work we're doing is to create a reference point, to create an ongoing experience where you can learn to feel these energies, and at which point, if you do it over a long enough and consistent enough period of time, then you will hold the connection even when you're not on the line. And you'll learn how to hold that connection for other people. And you'll know that you have a relationship, even if they're not talking to you, because you'll have familiarized yourself with that energy over and over again. And it's not an easy thing to familiarize yourself with an energy that does not have a reference point as a physical body or in the physical world. You're familiarizing yourself with an energy that has no physical counterpoint. And in probably almost every other situation in your life, every energy that you feel has a physical body or an animal body or a plant body. Those are all energies, and of course, spirit works through all those energies, but we identify them with the physical vehicle that's expressing them. So here, through a unusual set of circumstances, it really is unusual, and it's not anything I ever dreamed of having, I learned to have this connection. And it happened through the repetition of the channelings and feeling the energy during the channelings and putting the two together, so that I realized that the energy that I could feel was the same as the voice coming through the person that was talking. And of course, as we discussed it, they said, yes, that was true. And I've learned to feel this energy on and off a good portion of the day. And I also know that every time I come on the line and talk, no matter where I was at, the energy comes in, because they really want to connect with people. They want to connect their energy with you. And I think that one of the great benefits of making this connection, if you make a connection with an energy that's not, doesn't have a physical body, then eventually you're going to die. And as I understand it from things I've read, your soul comes back to the energy that it's connected to. And that's what causes reincarnation, because it keeps returning. It's connected to things down here that it felt the energy of. So when you can learn to feel an energy of a positive source that doesn't have a body down here, I would guess, I would make the assumption that when you die, that you'll be able to feel that energy on the other side. And that's a big plus, because now you're connected to an energy outside of this realm, and it probably means that reincarnation would be optional. You wouldn't have to do it, because you now pulled your energy from here and put it there. Now, that doesn't mean you can't exchange energies down here. You can and you should, because that's what life is about. We're here, we're in our bodies, and we're not supposed to make pretend we're not in bodies. We have bodies, our bodies have needs, they want to feel other people. It's just that the attachment to the energy gets, the exchange of energy can occur, but the attachment to the energy is something that is what pulls you back down in here. Now, is Terry on the line? Let me unmute a second.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Terry, are you on the line? Terry.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
Well, you know what? I called her at 5:45. I gave her the number, and I don't know what happened, but she gets spaced out. So we had all prepared to hit the ground running and
do an actual chowing right off the bat this morning, or this afternoon. So, continuing on this idea that I'm talking about, it's my hypothesis that we've heard the word initiation. In fact, there's a great book that I recommended to people at one point by Elizabeth Hash, and it was called Initiation. And it talked about Egypt, and it talked about, if you're studying Indian gurus, many times they talk about the idea of initiation, and then they give you a mantra. Well, my take on this is that they have learned to invoke these energies, and that in the old days, the word initiation was used as a way of letting somebody feel this energy so that they could own it for themselves, and that they would say a mantra. And since we identify energies so much with the physical representation, they would train people to identify an energy with a mantra or with a certain sacred setup, like an ark or a pulpit or a cross. And these were all ways of trying to anchor and remind people of these energies. And, if you create a space, this is not as good as doing it out of thin air, because what happens is when you're grounding it within ritual, some part of you identifies that the ritual is required for the energy, which it isn't. I did have a question about that one time, and they said that, not that ritual was bad, but it was far better, far more potent to ground the energy through just loving connection, which is what we're doing here. Just feeling that energy through loving connection. So, I'm talking about this, and you guys who have been coming into our Sunday conference calls are probably very aware of feeling these energies during the call. And for whatever reason, I've become, just out of studying this, trying it, experimenting, I've learned that when I ask them to come in, they come in. And they do it almost every time, as long as I'm not too screwed up in my own human consciousness. And when they come in, they're not coming in for me or just for me. They come in for all of us. And so no matter where you are on the planet right now, they can come in. So while we're waiting for Terry, if anyone on the line knows Terry's phone number and wants to call her, and, I gave her the number for the call, but for whatever reason, I think, I'm surprised she hasn't called me. For whatever reason, she hasn't called it. So I thought we'll take a little bit of time and just bring those energies in and just do a group healing, a group connection for those of you on the line. And it seems like no matter how much I do this, every time it's always really beautiful and people get it. And so take a moment and shut your eyes. And some of you will get this better than others. If you're new on the line and listening, try to go along with it and try to get out of your mind, because the mind will try to understand things, and it's not something you can understand with your mind. You have to let go and move into a very neutral space and not think, do I feel that? Is that real? Is that what Wynn's talking about? Forget every thought. And you can carry the idea that there's an energy that runs through your body. And that energy, of course, is recognized by acupuncture. It's the chi energy that flows through all your meridians. And even though science doesn't necessarily recognize that energy, it recognizes acupuncture. So we can, for a moment, just feel our energy. Like, feel your feet. Put your attention on your feet. And see if you can feel energy. Energy is probably the best word to use. Energy moving up and down in your feet and in your legs. You know, one of the things I'm pointing out here is that this energy actually does respond to your intention and to your attention. Okay, so you feel the energy moving up and down your legs. It's traveling from where your thigh meets your hip down to the bottom of your feet. Now, move that energy, feel that energy moving through the bottom of your feet and downward. Imagine it moving downward into the earth. Now let's take a jump and let's forget that energy and move the energy into the top of our head. Can you do that? Forget the energy you just felt in your feet and put the energy in your head. Focus your attention on your head. And while you're looking at your head from the inside out, focus at different parts of your head. Take that energy and put it on your nose. Look at your nose energetically. Take the energy and put it on your mouth. But from the inside. But some of it, you'll feel it's not staying inside. It's moving right outside the physical structure of your head and expanding outwards. Now, take a moment and take your hand and touch what's called your third eye, or the middle of your temple. Can you feel that energy? Some of you can. And then take your hand and put it on the top of your head. Maybe it feels a little warm. Now you notice all that energy you felt in your foot, feet, and your legs, you forgot about it. You didn't feel it. You now are totally into your head, and you're feeling your head. You see how powerful your intention is. All these energies are here all the time, and we don't usually pay attention to them. Now we're on our head. Let's take the energy and move it to our neck and throat. These are all chakras, traditionally. Okay, now, we've done the head, we've done the legs, but we haven't done anything in between. Let's move the energies into our hearts. Now, some of you have pain in your heart. Some of you have memories. You know, sometimes people have been killed in other lifetimes. And from everything I've read and understood, and people around me that I've heard readings about, when you're killed, especially if you're killed in some kind of traumatic way where there was fear present, it creates a real energy block in your body. and you carry that into your next lifetime. And probably we all have those kinds of blocks somewhere in our system. Maybe like while we're moving the energy around our heart and our chest, those are areas where people perhaps been shot or had knives or had something traumatic occur. If anything feels like that, I want you to take this energy and surround it and just let it go. These kinds of things are not so easy to get rid of. So sometimes you have to come back to it again and again. If you're finding that you're listening to me talk now and you're feeling a release while I'm talking, you should definitely download the audio of this call and play it, particularly this part. Play it every day and help yourself release every time, because this work is nonlinear, so you can play it later and the same energy will come in. If you're really having the most positive experience here, you will be able to feel the energy of your heart radiate outside of your body. You could actually hit the ceiling with it. Okay? And you can go down to your solar plexus, and you can feel that's a really different feeling down there. Now, do you know, when we talk about this dimensional shift, we talk about the solar plexus being the point of power. You know, in martial arts, this is where people project their energy to gain power over their opponent. And if you're tuning into this as I do it, you can see the difference between your heart and your solar plexus. For example, we are all on this line and we're all making connection on this line. Try to make the connection with everybody through your solar plexus. Okay? Hard to do, because power makes you be separate from people. Now go back into your heart and make the connection with each other from your heart. Just send loving thoughts and energy and radiate it from your heart. Instead of seeing it stopping at the ceiling, let it keep going. Now, of course, what we're doing now is something that we do every time we call in the light, but we're working far longer on your individual system, in your individual body. And we can take this energy that we're creating, or that we're accessing, better than creating, accessing, and does it really start from your body? No, it comes into your body. It's always there. It's waiting to open up and connect. It's the energy of the universe flowing through you. And you're just the body that's in the flow of that energy. And when your body dies, that energy continues and it carries the matrix of who you are, and it comes back again. It comes back again. Now, I can't understand it all because I'm still in a body and I have human thoughts and I'm linear. But I do feel the energies. So now, let's just make a big expansion and take these energies that it's like a cocoon that you're in the center of. You're in the center of a cocoon, and we're going to expand the energies of this outer cocoon to everyone on the line so that everyone's cocoon is now one big energy, and our bodies are in the middle of the energies.
if you can visualize that. And as you visualize this, now we can see or feel or sense that we're in a universe of many, 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 many energies, and we're surrounded in this fluffy, white light of energy. You could call it white light. And all these energies between us are all coming together and touching each other. And we can add the energies of our group souls into the mix. And let's imagine that because of this openness of energy that we're creating, that they can come. And when we do this, let me just say, when we're asking energies to come close to us, you must have a high intent. You must ask for the highest good of all concerned. You must ask in the Christ of consciousness. And you must have the intent to use this for service. It could be service to yourself. It could be, there's nothing wrong with becoming successful in the world. And the more you access this energy and hold it, the more people like you. So let's hold the energy and imagine that all these group soul energies are just coming in around you and just saying, wow, we can get close to you. We're here. We've always been here. You just shut down. You couldn't feel us. Let's take a moment and feel them. Feel the energy. And, you know, I call them group souls because that's just the way I've learned to identify them. But it doesn't matter what name you use. It's love. It is love. It's loving you. And you can let it in, and it will be there. It won't abandon you. It's not human. It's outside of time. And its reason, you know, its reason to exist is to help the universe evolve, which means you and me. And we're tapping in to the openness of that right here on this line. And we're doing it because Terry didn't show up. So let's just hold the energy, hold that beautiful energy between us all. And
Terry's here.
Terry is there. Okay, well, don't break my mood. I'll get to you in just a moment, okay? So let's let ourselves be loved. Let's let them love us and heal us. And when I say them, you're not giving up your power because they are you. You are them. You're just contracted in this body. But you know what? You're not contracted. We just uncontracted. Lots of people that are listening. You're uncontracted now. So you're not limited to being separate. If you got to the place where you could feel these energies, you have penetrated the veil. You have gone through the veil, and you've taken these energies in, and you can pat yourself on the back for having a mystical experience. Because that's what it is. It's not an earthbound experience. Now, in some of this stuff, they talk about ascension. And I don't usually talk about it because it's so controversial and it's not anything I can validate. But I do have a feeling that it's connected with letting these energies close to you. You can do that now and maybe feel how connected you can be to them and how far away the earth can be. And you're in this protected space, and it feels safe.
And maybe it's ascension. Maybe is where you move into this space and just suddenly float up into the energies with your body. That's what they say. I haven't done it, so I'm just conjecturing. And you know what? I'm not even going to tell anyone to believe this is real, because I can't validate it. I can tell you what they say, and I can tell you what the experience is of bringing these energies in. So on that note, I hear Terry's on the line, and I don't know if I should talk to her human side and find out why she was so late after we called her. Maybe she was late so I could do that. Terry, are you there?
I'm here. I couldn't get on.
The line wasn't working or something?
It wouldn't let me on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me turn it over to... Now, you know, let's not lose track of those energies. Hold on to the feeling of the energies right now. Stay in that space. And when Terry starts talking, let yourself just imagine that the voice that's coming through Terry is the same as that energy that we've surrounded ourselves in. And they can address us from that place, instead of from going into our minds and talking to our minds to try to understand it. Because I don't understand it. I just know it's there and I can feel it, and some of you can feel it. So I'll turn it over to you, Terry, and see what they come up with. Okay, Father, Mother, Dad, we ask for the light to surround and protect each of us. And negativity be taken to the higher realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We all see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, to the core of the Earth. And we now invoke the group energy. And we've invited our group soul friends to join our group energy, and let them address us, and let them address this beautiful space we've created. And we invoke their protection, that only positive service to other consciousness can penetrate this space.
We greet each and every one of you this Monday, June 15th, 2009. We are pleased to make the connection with each of you on this line and on the radio. We take a minute to greet you. It is a silent, energetic greeting as we extend our energy and, so to speak, to you in greeting. Wind had mentioned the possibility of asking questions. So, Wind, do you have a question?
Well, I was going to ask a question, a series of questions tonight, and I kind of lost my track because when Terry was late, I brought the energy in and just brought a space amongst everybody. And I think tonight I probably created one of the strongest spaces, connections, that I've done over the internet on a phone line. You know what? I'm guessing that people are experiencing it, but I'm here, and I'm not absolutely sure, but I think there's people that are out there that are tuning into the energies of it. So maybe you could share how that looks to you when that occurs and how it works.
We look at the energies, taking one of the individuals on the line as an example, and the frequencies within that individual, it's a male, are of the frequencies more connected with Earth and are clustered around the lower frequencies by lower, we mean only lower in a vibration that is at a lower level than a vibration that is a higher level and that is purely technical, that we indicate the difference in vibration. It is not lower in quality, but it is lower in resonance. The individual has the vibration and resonance to connect him with the surrounding environment, to connect him with his family, and to connect him with his work. We, in our frequencies, extend through these lower frequencies and up into extremely high frequencies. That is, if placing them into an audio range would be a lower, a minuscule part of the range of frequencies that we cover and operate at. And as we move up to extremely high frequencies, the speed of transference of resonance increases and time passes faster, so that when we look into your earth plane, we see time moving very extremely slowly. This allows for individuals within your plane to have the time to work through issues. When we send love light to the individual resonates, reading the frequencies wherein his major focus is. These energies, as we mentioned, keep him in connection with the environment and the individuals and relationships that he has chosen and are very workable. We resonate with this individual, and that was our pause as we were resonating. We resonate now with other members on the line. It is a energy greeting. Do you have other questions?
Yes, while I was talking and Terry wasn't here, I was suggesting that it's unusual to hear a voice and the energy at the same time, but that there are many groups around the planet that I was hypothesizing you would join in their energy, like a group of monks who are praying every day, or even a church that has a very strong connection to God. Is that an energy? Is that true?
We resonate at frequencies that are very pure. And so in, for example, of a church which is praying, we would be open for, we're searching for the right word, cognizant of the individual whose intention was to connect in the joy of connection or to ask for some help with some issue, and we are drawn to that type of resonance. The individual attracts in kind with what he, she is vibrating at, and we recognize when the openness is there and the asking for the receipt of assistance or companionship or greeting. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. You know, we have 1 minute left for the DBS audience, and I just wanted to suggest if you're listening on DBS and you're not a subscriber to Message a Day, I suggest that you do so. It's a free service, and it's called messageaday.net. And I don't think I've ever asked this, but I'm not paying attention to that. I just let it go. It just runs by itself. Are you guys paying attention to it when people read those messages? Does that help them align to the connection with the higher vibrations?
Yes, there are two vibrations involved. One of the vibrations is of the message itself. The other is the vibration of the individual who's reading the message and is responding to the message. And we do, when the individual directs his vibration response to an area which is open for connection, we connect And we do keep a marker on the messages that can be an opening to an individual reading that message and responding. It is as if the program is running in our background, and we are open to the vibrations resulting.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to our BBS audience, and thank you for joining us. And again, it's messageaday.net, and I have two books there that you can purchase, which will help you understand these intelligences that have been speaking to us on this line. And I highly recommend it. You can link to them through Message a Day and get them if you so choose. And we say goodbye to our BBS audience. Of course,